This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you. I hope that you're well. I wonder if you've ever been in a situation of desperation and grief, and you might say to your friend, what do you do when you've prayed and prayed? It doesn't seem to make one scrap of difference. Yes, there are times when prayer flows naturally and God seems so close, but you know, there are other occasions when prayer seems like a monologue, you know, that's a one-way thing, just talking to myself. It seems that God is distant, doesn't seem to hear. George Buttrick once described it like beating on heaven's door with bruised knuckles in the dark. Now, that's a great description. We feel like we're praying in the dark. And that's what I want to talk about, praying in the dark. What's it like to pray in the dark, as it were, not to feel God near us? Well, we feel lonely, like we feel we're the only person who's ever known this kind of pain or grief. People try to say good things or nice things to us. They do their best, but they really can't understand our darkness. So there's a sense of loneliness or abandonment. We feel that God has just left us, or we think he must be indifferent. It was the psalmist who actually cried out in Psalm 10, verse 1, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself?" And another time in chapter 13, he cried out again, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" There's that sense of being overwhelmed by a crisis, and that can be anything that happens. Nothing makes any sense. We feel like victims in a cruel game of discouragement. And I think we echo the words of Jesus during that terrible time when he suffered in Gethsemane. Remember, he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." In Matthew 26, he said that. So where do we turn and find comfort as well as energy to keep on praying when that darkness seems so thick and our efforts appear to be without any results at all? Now, I think there are some truths here. I want to say, firstly, you're not alone in the dark. I recall hearing of a minister who went to visit a young woman in hospital who was undergoing chemotherapy for a stomach cancer. 10 years earlier, she'd beaten brain cancer, but here she was battling another problem. And she pointed to her Bible and said, "What can you say to me at a time like this?" And he knew, he'd been around a while, he knew that it was not very helpful to give some trite reply about God's providence, would sound pretty empty. So he said, "I don't really have any easy words of comfort. You can read the Bible, you won't find answers to what's going on in your life, but you will find your questions in the book. Others have walked in a similar path to you. You're not alone. You're in good company." So what he was meaning there was that many good people have walked in the dark in their life, particularly in the Bible. David prayed in the dark. There was a woman called Esther who fasted and prayed in the dark. Daniel, he was in the dark. Jonah, he was quite literally in the dark. A Sunday school teacher was trying to get a class of six-year-old boys to imagine what it must have been like for Jonah. So he asked them what they would do if they found themselves trapped in the belly of a large fish. "Oh, I'd build a fire and burn a hole and crawl out," another said, "I'd stomp on his tongue until he spat me out." And the third little boy said, "I'd cry out real loud till my daddy comes to get me." So how true it is that in the dark, we do need help, don't we? The Apostle Paul prayed in the dark about his thorn in the flesh. So there was some particular problem he was having. Jesus, on the cross, cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So Jesus felt that sense of aloneness and abandonment. Sue Monk-Kidd, in her book called When the Heart Waits, says that in Gethsemane, Jesus asked his disciples to sit and wait while he prayed. He didn't ask them to pray for him, but just to sit and to watch while he prayed. And is that what Jesus asks us to do when we face some crisis or darkness? It's to sit and watch while he prays, because the Spirit prays for us in ways that can't be put into words. Heavenly Father, you help us in our time of need. Your presence brings hope and comfort, and I pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.